Tonight, I didn't know what to do. I thought, Lord, let me pray about it. We want to have what you want. And the Lord opened my heart today and gave me a few further thoughts on this message. And I'm just going to call it simply tonight, Apostolic Succession. Just succeeding from the tribes of Israel and what they represented. Or they were the children of promise. They were the children that embraced Abraham's promise. And the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, they came and represented the law, lived under the law. It had arrangements over all of their life, whether it was social or political or whatever. But Abram's name was changed to Abraham, meaning that Abram was limited, but Abraham was unlimited. We come on across the ages, friends, till the time that there was no need anymore of the law and the prophets. There was no need anymore to be represented under the law and the prophets. The Bible says that they were until John. When John came, there was no more need to live under the Mosaic system. For out of the tribe of Judah came one who had the scepter in his hand. And the lawgiver was not going to depart from Shiloh, or rather from this place, Judah, until Shiloh got there. Welling up out of the 12 tribes of Israel came this one remarkable, incredible, holy, one, true, almighty God, whose name was recorded by the angels and said to all around them, Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. I still believe that he is God with us tonight. Let's say hallelujah. He's God with us. He's God right now. And you can't make me doubt him. I will not doubt his power, doubt his glory, doubt what I feel in my soul right now. For you see, friends, when he came, and when all of the children of Israel went, submitted themselves to the righteousness that there was in God, we find that a new beginning came. And out of this came Jesus Christ. And when he came into the lives of the hearts of the people in the earth, what a tremendous account is given in the book of God. For you see, friends, from the Old Testament, he wrapped himself in the flame of fire and appeared to Moses in the burning bush. He wrapped himself in the wind and blew the Red Sea dry. He wrapped himself in the clouds and stood over the tabernacle in the wilderness. He wrapped himself in the manna in the wilderness and became their daily bread. He wrapped himself in the rock and became the everlasting water. He wrapped himself in the flesh and was born the mighty God, Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Hallelujah. How many glad you know him as the mighty God tonight? He's the everything to me. When I see what he did, when I see how that he moved from the representatives of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, I see how he called 12 one day. He called from the old to the new, from the old letter to the new spirit of things, from the old rituals and regulations and rules and doctrines and dogmas and curriculums and factions. He moved himself to become everything to me that I want him to be. Praise God. He calls 12 disciples, the 12 apostles. Let's move now from the Israelites and the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. Let's move to the 12 apostles. The 12 apostles of the Lamb are named in Matthew 10 and 2. The names of the 12 apostles are these. The first was Simon, who's called Peter. Andrew, his brother. James, the son of Zebedee, John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, Alibius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which betrayed him. All of these now are the 12 disciples sitting here. I want to preach, as I said, about apostolic succession. Yes. What we had in the beginning when these men, what these men represented, ought to be something that's still truly represented in the earth today. I don't know if you believe it or not, but I believe in apostolic succession. I believe that the church today should be reflecting everything the church was in the beginning. when these 12 apostles walked the land, when they walked around doing good, when they walked around believing the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what his instructions was to these men? The Bible says here in this same chapter that I've just read, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go into the way of the Gentiles. Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter not, but go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen. How many believe today in an apostolic succession that you can heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils? Freely you have received, freely give. Amen. Let's say hallelujah tonight. Oh, hallelujah. We shouldn't call ourselves apostolic if we are not in apostolic succession. I want to say the Pope is not in apostolic succession. Other religious systems are not in apostolic succession. But Jesus' name, apostolic, Holy Ghost people, are in apostolic succession. In Bible times, we ought to see a church today like there was in Bible times. We ought to see men today like there was in Bible times. We ought to see a move of God today like we saw in Bible times. If there was miracles in that day, there can be miracles today. This is the church of the living God. This is the power and the presence of the living King tonight. And God wants you to know that He loves you like you have never been loved before. He's a God that knows what to do for you. He knows how to bring you out. He knows how to lift you up. He knows how to take you out. Hallelujah. He knows exactly what to do for you. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to say hallelujah right now. Glory. 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 We've got the church looking like and acting like everything but apostolic. We've got everything in it but apostolic. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Say glory. Apostolic succession. Go on to Jerusalem. You don't have enough yet. But I want you to go to Jerusalem and tarry until you be endued with power from on high. I want you to wait in the upper room. It's not going to be long, John, till you're going to be gone. It's not going to be long, Matthew, till you're not going to be with us anymore. It's not going to be long, Peter, until you're not going to be around anymore. Hallelujah. But I've got good news for you, friends, that when the last apostle died, this truth didn't stop. This power didn't stop. This miracles didn't stop. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, when the last apostle died, there were some apostolic successors. We got a group today that'll stand up, debate, argue, fuss, do everything they can, that when the last one of these 12 died, the whole book was closed. That's just as far wrong as daylight from dark. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the last apostle died, when the last one had his funeral, this thing was just really beginning to move. It just was really beginning to move. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. It was just really beginning to move. How did it move? It moved in greater ways. For Jesus said, greater things shall you do than what I'm doing. Because I'm going back to the Father. It's expedient for you that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. But if I do go away, I will send Him. I will come to you. Glory. Glory, glory. If we're not believing apostolic power, seeing apostolic miracles, shouting in apostolic fashion, believing in apostolic glory, we might as well close the book and go home. But I've got a truth to tell you about tonight. This is apostolic succession. Glory! Hallelujah. Those 12 disciples went home to Jerusalem, and they took Mary, the mother of Jesus, and they took along another great group. They were sitting in the upper room waiting. Here they were, all 12 of them, worshiping the Lord. Oh, Judas wasn't there. No, he'd already gone. For you see, you don't stop the church when you have to dismiss Judas. I said you don't stop the church when you have to dismiss Judas. Amen. For Judas, you're not going to be able to sit down here in the kingdom. We're going to have somebody else to take your place. So Matthias, we're going to choose you to take his place. One of them was a devil, but the devil didn't stop his church. The devil's not going to stop the work of God. Amen. We're going to get rid of the devil. Amen. I said we're going to get rid of him. And you better be getting rid of him. You better be telling him to get behind you. You better be saying goodbye to him. Glory. But when we got Matthias in the kingdom, set back down. The church was ready to go on. Hallelujah. And she's going on tonight. It's a Holy Ghost church. It's a blood-washed church. It's a holiness church. It's a powerful church. Amen. She's not a weak church. She's a holy church. A glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. It's a glorious church. Well, Peter was so filled with joy and ecstasy that they were coming on up there. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, tongues of fire set up on each of them. Whew. They was all praising in the upper room, sitting there praising the Lord. Those 12, hallelujah, put up his nets, put up his boats, and had gone with Jesus. All 12 of them, hallelujah, was praising the Lord. And Mary was sitting over there saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Yes, praise your name, Jesus." All of a sudden, friends, a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them 12 tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory! And began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Wave both of your hands and worship God right now. My, my, my. Tongues of fire set on each of them. That's the kind of church I'm in tonight. The Holy Ghost church. A tongue-talking church. My, my, my. I know it. I didn't see nobody in that crowd wearing their collar turned around backwards. Amen. I didn't see nobody come down out of the upper room saying, "Well, I spoke in tongues and I've got the Holy Ghost." No, we put too much emphasis lately on speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues, in my judgment, is the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost, but it's not the only evidence. I said it's not the only evidence. Amen. 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 The evidence is when you live right, when you walk right, when you pray right, when you believe right. Oh, that's the evidence. Glory. 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 How many had to give it? Every one of them had to get it. Every one of them had fellowship.
Yes, they did.
They loved Jesus.
Yes, they did.
They loved him.
Yeah.
Yes. They had fellowship. They were one in God. Nobody was dividing them. Nobody was splitting them up. They came down out of the apostolic Pentecostal feast with unity, with strength, with power to fight the world and fight the things of the world. They were all filled. Peter comes down there just staring. Hallelujah. Real oneness. I'm not ashamed of oneness. I know what it means. Oneness. Fellowship. Love. Influenced by the Spirit. Some of us haven't been touched in so long that we're dry as powder and barren as a desert. I said some of us hadn't been touched in so long that we're dry as powder and barren as a desert. This is a priest-laden generation. A religion that would try to run on wheels. A religion of the world that would try to say, well, we've got a new ecumenical spirit and we're just going to sit down with you and we're all going to join hands in hands and we're going to move along. All you got to do is just don't say much about Jesus' name and don't talk about doctrine. Amen. Don't say nothing about that. And we'll share and we'll share and we'll share it till we share it out. And we haven't got nothing else to share. Come on. Hallelujah. But Peter stood up and he said, I want you to know, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Hallelujah. But he said, I want you to know that these men are not drunk like you suppose they are, seeing this is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel in the last days. Oh, yes. In the last days. That means apostolic succession. In the last days. The last days. Let's all say last days. I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. In that day when I pour out of my spirit, let me tell you, the church better be bearing witness of what she had in the beginning. If she came in the storm, she better go out in the storm. If she was a child, Hallelujah. You brothers all right? Oh, it kind of bothers me, you know. Kind of bothers me a little bit to see some of these kind of, let me say it this way. In a general sense, kind of a, I don't know how to say it yet. Wait a minute. I'm going to say it, but wait till I know how. Oh, let me hold this microphone. I'm going to say it.
Stuck up ministry.
You know, like, well, brother, now let me see what you have in your pocket. Shell oil card. Do you belong with us? Or do you belong something else? Is it the CUP? The ABC? Or the LJ of JC? Or the something else? Or the ABC? Or the XYZ? Now, I'm going to preach a minute tonight. I I'm going to tell you something tonight. I've got some good news for you.
Tell me.
If you've been baptized in Jesus' name, and you got the Holy Ghost, and you spoke with tongues, and you're living a Holy Ghost life, and you're bearing the truth, you're my brother. And you're my sister. Amen. I said you're my brother. And you're my sister in Christ Jesus. Amen. This is not... Oh, yes. Yes. This is not three churches. It's not five churches. It's one Holy Ghost church. It is a glorious church. Born in the fire, still in the fire. Born in the flame, still in the flame. Amen. I got the Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible says. Just like the Bible says. Glory. They come out of that upper room, staggering, influenced. Oh, it'd do us a lot of good if God would just let us get down in the floor, I guess, and just get the crease out of our pants and just get down to where we need to be, all the way down. But if you don't go one way, God has a way of taking you down some other way. I'm nothing without Him. I'm nothing without your friendship and your fellowship. I can do nothing by myself. I'm not going to live alone, and I'm not going to die alone. I want you. I need you. I love you.
We're one.
I believe it. So, here come this Peter and John coming up to the temple at the hour of prayer in apostolic succession. They was praying, preachers. Amen. And they love God. They love Him. Going on up to the temple at the hour of prayer. Whew. Hallelujah. Your official religious services does not excuse you from your ordinary religious duties. Your religious ecstasy and your performance does not excuse you from ordinary religious obligation. If we prayed in the beginning, preachers, we got to pray in the ending. If we fasted in the beginning, we're going to have to fast in the ending. Now, these brothers know me, and I know them, and they understand what I'm saying tonight. And I would sit there if they said the same thing, and I would love them for it. Because if there was ever a time that we need to have unity and strength and love and peace, hallelujah, we need to get all of our cities straightened out, hallelujah. No split up here, no bickering over here, no trouble over yonder, but love God with all of your heart. One church. I'll admit to you, I did not know I was going to preach this way. But I'm preaching and I'm not making any apologies. Glory. Somebody say glory. Somebody say glory. Brother Charlie, come on over here. I want to use you again. Glory. Sit down right there. Just sit right there. Hallelujah. 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 Here's your little tin cup. Amen. Hallelujah. Sat there for 40 years. The Bible says that this man on whom the miracle was performed was above 40 years old. Keep that in mind. Right in the front door of the church. Walk right on by. Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Here comes somebody else. Hello there. Oh, finally some little Pharisee come along and he'd say, okay, how you doing today, Charlie? Well, I'll see you later. And then here comes the priest by. Charlie, how are you? Got some bread to eat today. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to get to it in a minute. Don't you worry. I'm talking about apostolic succession. Apostolic succession. Yes. I'm talking about the New Testament church. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost church. I'm talking about the Jesus name church. I'm talking about camp meeting church. Hallelujah. But here comes Peter and John. Hallelujah. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. Yes, he took me off of that old fisherman's boat. Yes, he did. He took me out of the water. He taught me a few things. He stood me up and said, Peter, put the sword back in your sheath. It's not going to be this way. You're going to have to put the sword up. If you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. Put it back and go get the Holy Ghost. Get something that will take you further than the sword. Yes, 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 yes. And he said, I've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Hallelujah. Come on, John. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful?
Great.
Oh,
wonderful
this is Aaron. Yes. Did you know? Oh, listen. Let me tell you something.
Glory to God.
My God.
We're still together.
We're together.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. We got something.
I feel it.
I feel it.
Whoa.
Yes. I feel it. I feel it. I got it. And isn't it wonderful?
Oh, great.
When the Holy Ghost came down.
Man, I talked in tongues.
Yes.
Whoa.
Me too.
I jumped and I shouted.
I did too.
I praised the Lord.
How much money?
I prayed the Lord.
How much money have you got?
Silver and gold have I none.
Oh, yes. John the Crown. Yes. Glory. Silver and gold. Silver and gold have I none. But what I do have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus. Rise and walk. Yes. Praise him, everybody. Wave both hands and praise the Lord. Let's take him by the hand. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. You know what happened? Let me tell you what happened. Hallelujah. That man jumped up. Walk on, yeah. Just walk right on through the temple here. We got something for you that you can't put in this cup.
All right.
Apostolic succession. Walk on around out there with it. Just walk while I'm preaching. Hallelujah. This was a 40-year-old problem. Walking around on his feet. Walking in Jesus' name. Walking. He wasn't only walking. He was leaping. And he was shouting. And he was praising the Lord. Yes, he was. Let me tell you something. Here's something you might not have thought about. Pentecost could be explained. Peter stood and said, these men are not drunk like you suppose they are. And an explanation was satisfactory. Think about that. An explanation was satisfactory at Pentecost. But when they started using the name of Jesus in healing, you had to explain that in court. I said, you can explain. You say, oh, I belong to the Pentecostal church.
Yeah.
And I speak with tongues.
Oh, yeah.
I can explain that.
The Holy Spirit.
But wait till I start using the name of Jesus.
Wait till I start saying, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. But you know, come on, Brother Charlie. You know what? He said, okay, we'll just have a little court session. Come on up here with me. Glory. Just leaping and jumping and shouting. Amen. He didn't bring a great big portfolio with him to the court. He had the evidence side by side. He brought his own evidence in the courtroom, and he was just jumping and shouting and praising the Lord. Peter said, I can't hardly wait till they give me a time to say something. Amen. Listen, we are in apostolic succession. Jesus' name, Pentecostal, Holy Ghost, tongue talking, holiness and living, powerful, anointed church with an anointed ministry. Hallelujah. We need an anointed ministry. Stay right there. Oh, no, go right down there. There in the front. Amen. Now then, let's you go down there with him because you're going to represent him in court.
All right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Apostolic succession. And everybody says, let's rise. Here comes the judge. All right. Now then, you know what they said? We want to know by what power or by what authority have you done this? By what power or by what authority have you done this? Old Charlie's just jumping up and down. Hallelujah. And you know what? That's it. You know what? Wait a minute. The judge said, order. Order in the court. Bailiff, come over here and stop this man. Can't do it, Judge. He's been sitting out there so long, I'd feel kind of funny trying to stop him after 40 years. And let me say something to you bailiffs that's trying to stop it all. You're trying to put shouting in the corner. You're trying to take hand clapping out of the services. You're trying to take inspiration out of the songs. You're trying to take the joy out of the testimony. You bailiffs better get over. You can't bring nothing but divine order to this courtroom. Divine order is what counts. And in divine order, there's a little shouting sometime. There's a little crying sometime. There's a little joy sometime. There's a little tear sometime. Yes, there's a little shaking sometime. In the court of divine order, there's a Holy Ghost moving sometime. By what power or by what authority have you done this?
Sir, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he stands before you, man.
Say it again.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he stands before you, made whole.
Glory! How many believe that? Is apostolic succession? Glory! I don't know what I'm going to do. He's standing there before you whole. Be it known unto you all and all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus, whom you slew, whom you took out of the way, he's been made head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. If you have the victory, the real victory, why don't you stand up and just jump up three times? Yes! Yes! In the name of Jesus! Oh, let's praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. 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 in the courtroom. He's my lawyer in the courtroom. He's my doctor in the sick room. Yes. Yes. He's my savior. He's my keeper. He's my healer. He's my way maker. He's my door opener. Yes. He is my king. I don't love three. I love one. And I know what his name is. His name is Jesus. Let's say Jesus. Jesus. Everything to me. He's my counselor. Glory. I'll take him with me to the courtroom. I'll take him with me to the sick room. I'll take him with me to the dying room. I'll take him with me to the graveyard. I'll take him with me. This is apostolic succession. There ought to be a direct similarity between the book of the Acts of the Apostles and what's happening in our world today. I do not believe the days of miracles are over. I do not believe the days of revival is over. I do not believe, friends, amen, that apostolic succession is over. The Lord's coming back after a church called by His name, washed in His blood, filled with His Spirit, anointed with His power. Go ahead and play the organ. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, how many are glad, and how many can say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? For it's the power of God unto salvation. Brother Apostle,
yes.
When you're gone, it's going on.
Yes, it is.
When you leave the scene, it's going to carry on. Greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going home. It's expedient for you that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave it in your hands. I'm going to leave it in your successor's hands. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory of this latter house is going to be greater than the former. Apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. We're perfecting the church. We're edifying the body. We got a worldwide ministry. I said a worldwide. We're going to carry it. We're going to carry it. Oh, hallelujah. Let the doubter step aside. We got to carry this. Oh, hallelujah. My God, we're going up together. You believe it? All the dissenters and all the discord. Amen. God's going to take care of them. But somebody's going to preach it to every creature under heaven. And the mantle has fallen on us. Don't you thank God this man is preaching tonight? The mantle has fallen on us. There are hungry souls waiting for it. Millions are hungry for it. Somebody's praying to come and preach it to me. Whole churches are going to be converted to it. You believe it? Whole churches are getting baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! My God! Hallelujah! I said we're in apostolic succession. We've had too little, too long, Sister Hall said, from our church. We've had too little, too long. I don't believe we need to turn this thing into showmanship or to a circus or to clowning around or to cheerleading. I think this ought to be a reverent, powerful, anointed, Holy Ghost church filled with the Spirit. Get the cripple. Get the lame out of your front door and get him on his feet. Get the beggar on his feet. Get the sinner on his feet. Get those that need to repent in the water. Get them baptized in Jesus' name. For there's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Multiplied. Yeah. Hallelujah. I got to say this. When they magnified the word, the believers were multiplied. I said believers were multiplied.
Yeah.
Come on, preachers. Saints of God, we're afraid to grow. We're afraid we don't know what to do. We're afraid of new people. We're afraid of new faces. Hear me now. God wants to multiply. Glory. Glory. And I can see our little formal bailiffs running around trying to keep order in the courtroom. And they want to say, I would have enjoyed the service today, but it's too loud. I would have enjoyed the service today, but I couldn't hear a thing. Well, I would have enjoyed it if so-and-so didn't act like they didn't have any good sense. Friends, you don't come in here just to enjoy it. You come in here to worship the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't come in here just simply to get with the beat of the music. If you do, when the beat's gone, you're gone. You don't come in just for the hand clapping alone. You do when it's gone, you're gone. But you come in here because the Word brings you in here, and you're going to be established on the Word of the living God, not the beat of the music, not the clapping of the hands, not the formality of the offering, but you come in here to love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. Now, we got one more night to go. I don't know how I'm going to stand it. I've been so blessed of God these past several weeks, I can't hardly stand it. But oh, I wouldn't take anything from a journey now. Amen. How many here tonight need the baptism of the Holy Ghost? How many here tonight that are sinners need to come and repent? How many here tonight that has had the Holy Ghost and you allowed the bailiffs to stop you? And you're trying to have so much order in the courtroom that nobody's doing anything, and you need a new touch. You need a new joy. You need a new smile on your face. You need a new inspiration in your soul. Why don't you come on up here tonight and let's all get with it. Hallelujah. Let's all praise the Lord. You need something to identify yourself with. And that's the lovely name of Jesus. Sure, let's look at them beginning to come on up here tonight. Look at them beginning to move on up here. Move on. Come on up here tonight. Come on up here tonight. This sister right back here, she walked across the front last night. The folks helped her, and that's great. But you know what she did when she sat down? She said, I'm claiming my healing in Jesus' name. So don't you worry about her being here tonight. If she's claiming it, she'll get it. Hallelujah. There's joy and peace in serving the Lord. Unload those wagons. Jews, it's over for you. We come to the Gentiles. And I'd even get to the door of the Gentiles yet.
How many more will come quickly tonight? Bless all the rest of you, if you will, please make your way up around the front. Very quickly.
A lovely name, the name of Jesus. Reaching higher for...